Gilbert, what I had taken for the arm of a seat, was a man's bald head. He was glaring fiercely at me and had evidently just waked up. I apologised abjectly and got off the train as quickly as possible. The last I saw of him, he was still glaring. Mrs. Lynde was horrified, and my knuckles are sore yet. I did not expect to have much trouble in finding a boarding house, for a certain Mrs. Tom Pringle had been boarding the various principals of the high school for the last 15 years. But, for some unknown reason, she had grown suddenly tired of being bothered and wouldn't take me. Several other desirable places had some polite excuse. Several other places weren't desirable. We wandered about the town the whole afternoon and got hot and tired and blue and headachy. At least I did. I was ready to give up in despair. And then Spook's Lane just happened. We had dropped in to see Mrs. Braddock, an old crony of Mrs. Lynde's, and Mrs. Braddock said she thought the widows might take me in. I've heard they want a boarder to pay Rebecca Dew's wages. They can't afford to keep...